Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Gets here really fast. Kevin Hagan, he's back. Kevin was not able to be with us last week. He had a sinus issue, which kept him off the air. But he's back. He'll be with us 1 hour from now to talk Alabama. All your Alabama questions you can post, and we will get those to Kevin on Twitter. About an hour from now. If you have anything else, that's fine, too. But Kevin is on to update you on the latest with Nikki and all the other stuff at Alabama on Fridays. Brad will be with us. Brad Power, sports, gambling, handicapping for you degenerate reprobates. That is our number three. Any of your gambling. Now, a couple things with Brad. Brad's been with us over 10 years. Football, basketball is what he does. Football, basketball. He's a football guy first, but he does a lot of basketball. He's doing the NBA right now, the playoffs. All the other stuff he doesn't do. And he's not a recruiting guru. Don't send me a message and say, hey, Bill, what about this guy, Billy Bob, in Topeka, Kansas, five-star Billy Bob? What's his school list? Don't send that to me. That's not what he does, okay? Well, you can send it to me, but I'm not going to pass it along. Now, he does. He does check to see how everybody's doing because he wants to know what the rosters look like, but he's not Mr. trying to figure out where this guy's going to go to school. That's not his thing. He is a gambling guy. Gambling. He does that all day, every day. He studies that, works it all day, every day of the year. That's what he does. So Brad with us, hour number three, 615-844-5600. If you want to dial us up on this, Friday the 13th, the end of that kind of thing? I'm not really, but it is. Today is Friday, and it's number 13, from what I can tell. 615-844-5600. Twitter, at Bill is King. You can email the show, Bill is King 7. At gmail.com, and as far as I know, I'm not on Facebook. I got hacked. It's a long story, but I deleted it. I'll eventually add a new one, but I obviously it's not something that I'm rushing to do. It's not on the priority list right now. I'm good. Yeah, Tom in Myrtle Beach was saying, hey, Bill, those videos, those chef videos and all that kind of stuff, you can watch the same stuff on YouTube. You know that, right? And I know that. So I've kind of gone to YouTube for those videos and don't really care much about Facebook. Facebook is evil. I don't like anything about Facebook. Certainly don't like the fact that I got hacked either. But we'll see what develops there. Now, I got a couple of tweets early this morning And one is from Jason. Now, I don't know if I understand this. Hawkeye Jason. Bill, the move to the Big 12 is good for Tiger High. Memphis is not in the Big 12. Maybe I'm misreading this. Now, there is news that they're going to take the Liberty Bowl. You ever been to the Liberty Bowl in Memphis? It's a historic facility. It's old. And I know you don't care about this, but if you're in the press box, you're so high up, it's hard to see. It looks like ants down there play. Anyways, they're talking about a up to $200 million renovation on the Liberty Bowl. That would be complete by the 2025 season. Now, the Big 12 did expand here somewhat recently. They added, let me see if I remember, BYU, Cincinnati, Houston, and UCF. I believe that's it. So, Hawkeye Jason, maybe I'm misreading you, but the move to the Big 12, I don't know what that is. Memphis would love to be in the Big 12. Memphis would crawl on their belly through glass to be in the Big 12. But that ain't happening, at least now. So I'm not sure I get what you're saying here. Not sure I understand. Tom in Myrtle Beach. And it's the Bucknut site. He retweets, what happens when a coach wants a different prospect than the name, image, likeness group paying the kids do? And let's just go and jump. There's a lot of consequences with name, image, likeness that we should put on a pad and just start listing. There's a million of them, right? What if the collective that handles the money starts getting power hungry when it comes to personnel? That could happen, you know. You know, the money guys have egos too. You're feeding a whole lot of egos here. You got the players. You're giving them a lot of ego. That's what Deion Sanders was talking about the other day. You're putting money in the hands of players, and in some cases, more than the assistant coach is getting. What kind of respect level is that in a locker room? That's a problem. That's a problem in the NFL. It can be. So now you're doing it with a child, an 18-year-old. Folks, an 18-year-old's got no clue as to what's happening on this planet. He may look like a man, but he's got no clue as to what is out there in the real world. So what if the money people, the collective, start getting a little cute and a little too, let's say, bossy because they've got the money? Hey, you know what? I think we ought to hire, I guess you could say hire in this case. I think we need to offer Johnny a 4-star over here, even though the head coach isn't interested. The nightmares that head coaches are going to be presented with because of this colossal disaster is going to be too many to count. Yeah, too much to even get on one show. That's just one of, again, about a million scenarios that make you go, I wonder what if, and then you fill in the blank. These guys, and again, everybody's got their own collective, but these money guys, they're not money guys because they just sit in the corner and keep their mouth shut. Okay? They're money guys because they're successful. Success requires lots of work and lots of knowledge, knowing what you do, whatever business you may be in and being successful in. These guys have egos too. There's some alpha males in that group too. You don't think they're going to want, in some cases, a say-so in some personnel? Or what if there's agreement? The coach wants a guy, they get him, and he gets his money, and then he gets to campus, and the collective doesn't think that the coach is using the player right. What do you do then? That's also a thing. That is also a thing. Tony Vols. Yeah, I had the game on. Tony Vols and Georgia last night. Tony Vols wins 5-2. Pitching was good. Another freshman, the Burke kid, who's from California, hit a couple of home runs. He's not a regular starter for them. By the way, what happened to the kid who was leading off? I know he had an injury out of Mount Juliet, the Jared Dickey kid. He's not playing right now. Is he out due to that? Was it an ankle? Or had he been slumping a little bit and they replaced him? I don't know, but they're fine. It's amazing. They keep... Anytime they add a player to the lineup, the guy is really good. It is amazing what Tony Vols has done personnel-wise. Topwater Assassin over in South Carolina says, looking at crypto, that Luna crypto was over $100 last week. I bought some yesterday for less than a penny. I saw that. Look, a lot of people have done well on crypto, so I'm not here to be critical. I don't have any skin in the game. And I'm not saying it from a, it's a horrible idea. I just think if Bitcoin is $63,000, now it's what, in the 20s, 20 something thousand, and you held it, I just mean somebody in general, and you didn't take some money and put it in your pocket, you didn't cash some of that in, I don't know what you're doing. You got to take some on the way up, guys. You got to put some of it in your pocket. If you're just sitting there saying, I'm letting this thing go forever, then why not just say it's going to zero? Because that's what you're doing. Yeah, you gotta pocket some. So I haven't jumped in. It's not because I think it's a horrible thing necessarily, but look, by the time I became interested in it, it had run so far. What's the point? It's up 100 times. Why would I buy when it's up 100 times? I've already missed the party. Might as well just say take it and run it to zero if I'm going to buy it there. Now, he's buying it low, this Luna and everything else, and maybe that works out. Anyways,
good morning. Still trying to finish up the paperwork on this wreck. Everybody's staring at it. 65 southbound in Metro Center there at Rosa Parks as you come across the Cumberland River Bridge. It's been a little bit slow there on 65 because of that crash. Starting to move around a bit in the Mount Juliet area. Wilson County traffic headed towards Nashville, pretty much on schedule right now, if you want to call it that, on 40 going westbound. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check out all their flavors, whether it's in person in downtown Gatlinburg with two locations, also online at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
At J&J Printers, they like to answer the question, can you? It's their mission to help you achieve the best possible printing, regardless of quantity, complexity, or budget. At J&J, they believe if it's important enough to print, it's important enough to print right. So, yes, J&J can help your business with the design of your brochure or printing those business cards. They can even help you process that mailing. See why Nashville has relied on J&J Printers for over 35 years. Check them out online at jandjprinters.com. Yeah.
Hey, Braves fans, it's time for baseball, and that means it's time to cheer on the World Series defending champions, the Atlanta Braves, in the 2022 season. Attorney Klein Preston of the Klein Preston Law Group wants you to join him in cheering on the World Series defending champions, the Atlanta Braves, for the start of the 2022 season. Here's to another amazing season for Braves Country here on your home for the Atlanta Braves, Nashville Sports Radio. If you want to spend quality time outdoors with your family, coworkers, employees, or friends, nothing beats a guided fishing trip. Since 2004, Brian Carper's Guide Service has offered trips on Percy Priest, Old Hickory, and Center Hill Lakes and is the top-rated guide service in Middle Tennessee. Brian Carper's Guide Service offers bass boat and pontoon trips for all sizes with 4, 6, and 8-hour trips available for bass, crappie, and hybrids. All equipment plus water and snacks are provided, and they'll even clean your catch for free. Check out Brian Carper's Facebook page or call 615-801-2408. That's 615-801-2408. And online at briancarper.com.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a guy you've never heard of from a different planet, and once that guy's done at the podium, you'd say, there it is. It happens every time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
Kevin Hagin, coming up top of hour two, we'll talk Alabama. And that crappy football program they parade around like it's any good. And then hour three, Brad. There'll be some new guy down in Alabama just found the show. Go, this guy, I can't listen to that. Guy's an idiot. He thinks Alabama sucks. Brad, hour number three. BradPowerSports.com. Hey, you try and get cute on the show. Somebody hears it. They don't think it's so cute. So they put you on the hater list. That's fine. Done this 35 years. I'll get over it. Pac-12 Dave down on the Emerald Coast. He is the fire chief down there, too. And he's part of the Southern Gentlemen's Sports Show, which is on Saturdays on the beautiful Emerald Coast, right where you can hear this show, too. Bill, it's Friday the 13th and a blood moon phase. What could possibly go wrong today, Bill? I'm telling you, we stay gainfully employed at the fire station during these times. I've always wondered about that job, putting out fires. I mean, that's hard. That's hard work. And the things that people don't understand about fire. Only thing I know about fire is change out the aluminum foil on your rec deck. Don't let it go 6, 7, 8 cooks, or you may run into some trouble. Dom in Pittsburgh, big Notre Dame fan. Bill, what's up with your boy Elon Musk and Twitter? The sale is on hold. Did he run out of money after the latest recalls on Tesla? I don't think so. Now, a couple of high-ranking suits with Tesla, I mean with Twitter, stepped aside yesterday. So I still think everything's marching towards him taking over. I think the route with which he's going to finance the $40 plus billion is, I guess, what's being discussed right now. Some are asking if Tesla loses more market share, will the pain of that loss cause him to ditch the Twitter pursuit? Some are asking that question. I think that's a legit question. I don't think that's the plan right now. Yeah, I don't think that's what he has in mind right now. I think he is, at least it seems like, full force in the direction of taking over and making very important, necessary changes to a rigged system. That's what I hope he does. Now, like I've told you guys through the years, regardless of who's running Twitter, for the show, I love it. For most everything else, it's despicable. Hopefully, he gets his hands on it. Those rigged algorithms. No telling what they've done to cover up what they have done before he gets his hands on everything. God knows what they're covering up right now at Twitter. Like a pack of rats scrambling right now. Pretty funny. Pretty funny. The baseball, yeah, got to watch a good chunk of Tony Vols and George. Georgia's a good team now. That's just one game of three. And Georgia's got some live bats. They've got some live arms. That's a good team. So we'll see what happens game two, game three. But, yeah, Tony Vols and the Burke kid, California kid. Tony Vols, let me put this in football terms because this show is oblong spheroid centric. You got to have the ability not only to spot talent, in this case, baseball talent, but then you got to get it. Tony Vols takes over a Tennessee baseball program 5 years ago. That is laughable. And their facilities still aren't any good. You know this, right? Lindsey Nelson, G-word now, great broadcasting name. Lindsey Nelson Stadium is a dump compared to a lot of the other stadiums in wherever, SEC or wherever else. And they're going to do something about it, but they promise. No, they are. They are. But so he's selling to inferior facilities and a program that's really got nothing to point to. Now, again, they've been to World Series. I believe now they've been to five historically. Todd Helton era years ago. I mean, they've got historic moments. You can't sell Todd Helton to today's 18-year-olds. That's not current enough. Todd Helton might as well be in a old folks home to them. He comes in there and assembles talent that is ridiculous, like the team they got right now, whether it's pitching or hitting. And they're going to make that place pretty. I don't know what the exact plans are. I haven't really looked at it. Cosby Cattaman's called us about it a couple times. And they're going to have the new downtown minor league facility, too. I don't know what the agreement will be. If they use that some, too, and have one on campus, too, I don't know. But that would be like taking over a football program that was just dead, man. No life to it at all. No energy to it. Nobody really interested, publicity-wise. Nobody cares. And making it the talk of the sport. Tennessee baseball is the talk of that sport because of Tony Vols. Not only do you have to identify the talent, you got to be able to get it. Those are two not so easy items. Number three, let's say you've passed test one and two. You've identified talent. You get the talent. Number three, you got to use it right. You got to develop it right. He's doing all that. Every time he plugs in a different guy, it works out. Freshman pitchers, freshman hitters, veterans, all of that. It's the guy, man, has diamond hands. Now, you know what that means. In the stock market world, there's nicknames and monikers. Diamond hands is somebody who has a absolute diamond touch as to when to enter a stock or an option and when to sell it. Everybody's different. The art form is when to jump in, when to get out. Diamond hands. The guy that always seems to get that right. Now, nobody gets it right every time, but more times than not, this dude, this chick, knows when to enter, knows when to get out of a stock. Paper hands is the person who always enters incorrectly most of the time and exits most of the time when there was a better exit than where they exited. Paper hands. Tony Vols is diamond hands. Now, again, I don't know who's going to win the World Series. I'm not even going there. That could be some team we're not talking about right now. Not predicting that at all. It's been pointed out on this show a million times how hard that is. It's true. It's that hard. But this guy has diamond hands. We're going to start using that on the show some. Probably should have used it before. We're going to start using that on the show. Diamond hands. Speaking of Lindsey Nelson, you want a cool story? Lindsey Nelson, one of the iconic sports broadcasters in the history of the planet Earth. Yes, I'm not just talking about some section. I'm talking about history of the planet Earth. Is from Muletown, Columbia, Tennessee. Went to Tennessee, started his broadcasting there, and then went nationwide. Network, TV, Notre Dame games, highlights, college games, Cotton Bowls, Mets broadcast, Major League Baseball. Iconic name, Lindsey Nelson. Lindsey Nelson is deceased now. When he passed away, or before he passed away, when he retired, he moved to Knoxville. And he lived in one of those apartments or condos right across the river from Neyland Stadium. You know, when you look across the river and you can see that hospital, there's also some condos and some apartments, whatever that is. He lived in one of those. And apparently we'd get up every morning, get a cup of coffee, maybe grab the newspaper, and would sit there and just look over the river at Neyland Stadium and just hang out, man. That's how he spent his final days. One of the most iconic names in the history of sports broadcasting ever. E-word. You can use the E-word on that one, too. That's how he spent his time over there. I never met him. Yeah, I never met him. Shame on me. That would have been a pleasure for me. From Columbia. Columbia is one county, what would that be? Exactly due south of Wilco. And I guess he went to, I guess he went to Columbia Central. And anyways, pretty cool story. Kevin Hagan coming up. We'll talk Alabama with him. And Brad Powers, BradPowersSports.com. He is also checking in with us, like he does every Friday. Handicapping and everything else. Yeah, Hawkeye Jason said, Bill, sorry about that. I thought I saw something like Memphis joined the Big 12. Yeah, you might have seen something. No. Memphis would, again, do whatever it takes to get in the league. In a league like a P5 type league. And the Big 12 did not come calling. Memphis is a city that has a big rivalry with Nashville. You know how we talk about every state and the rivalries between the cities and all that, whatever state you're in? There's a big rivalry. The big rivalry in the state of Tennessee is between Nashville and Memphis. Because Nashville is the daddy. And there's bad blood because before the Titans ever got to Nashville, the talk was Memphis is going to be the city that gets an NFL team in the state. Forever, when there was rumors about, and this is well before the Titans got here in the late 90s, the rumor was always, y'all, Memphis is going to get it. Matter of fact, Memphis hired people to promote this publicity. I believed it. I didn't know any better. Matter of fact, that's not the sport I like. I'm a college guy. So when I would hear about it, I just bought it, you know, like, okay. And then I found out, and we all found out, that Nashville was in a conversation with the Oilers, and that got consummated, and they moved here. I actually played down there briefly in Memphis, but just for at the Liberty Bowl, just because they needed a facility. Played at Vanderbilt, too. Did you guys know that in the early days? Played some home games. I saw them play San Diego, the Chargers, the Titans and the Chargers at Vanderbilt, Ryan Leaf, the quarterback. That's right. Ryan Leaf at Vanderbilt. Anyways, so there's bad blood there, and there's always been bad blood because and Memphis has some good things about it too. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to degrade Memphis at all. I'm just saying there's a rivalry there. It's personal. Folks from Memphis who don't like Nashville, let's say that are Tennessee fans. You know what they'll say? You know what Nashville's good for when I'm going from Memphis to Knoxville, which is diagonal through the state? To pull over and take a pee. That's about it. And then get the hell out of there. I've heard Memphis dudes say this. It's personal. Memphis would do anything to get an invite to a league. Big 12, God knows, they'd probably give away Elvis's estate if you'd put them in the SEC. They'd give you the Mississippi River. They're part of it. Or whatever. They would. They would love, and I don't blame them. I mean, it's a comfortable, cushy relationship if you get in a league like that. And you know what? I think they'd be okay in a league like the Big 12, but they're not wanted. Yeah, the Big 12, when they expanded, they went Cincinnati, they went BYU, they went Houston, they went UCF. That's what they expanded, and they're going to lose Texas, they're going to lose Oklahoma. We don't know what year yet. Right now, it doesn't seem like it's on a fast track anymore. Yeah, Memphis would crawl on their belly through glass. All the way to the headquarters in Dallas if you would let them in the Big 12. Trust me. I know the real estate. Trust me on this one. All right, we'll get the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. The police are in the clearing stages of this wreck, but it still has its slow go on 65 southbound as you approach Metro Center there at Rosa Parks. It's also affected that traffic flow on 65 south trying to get past Trinity Lane. It's really sluggish through there right now as we check it out live. And traffic's on the increase right on schedule. Actually, they're on I-40 coming through Mount Juliet. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, it's home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out in person in downtown Gatlinburg with two locations there on the parkway or order on online at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
You can unlock more cash than you realize from your home's equity with a cash-out refinance today. In the last year, average home values have gone up nearly 20%. And with Rocket Mortgage, you can unlock thousands in less than 3 weeks. But you've got to act right now before rates go up. So when you're looking to unlock the cash in your home, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET today or go to rocketmortgage.com to get started. Rocket.
Rates current as of 12/12/21. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030. Call 800-490-1233 for disclosures and cost information.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots, a thin, dull coat. So I take the dog to the vet for the standard run-of-the-mill tests and treatments. No results. I hear your advertisement on the radio.
DinoVite.com.
So I get the 5-pound box of Dinovite and the Lico Chops within a 4-week total. Instead of a German Shedder, I have a German Shepherd. Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life because she gets fed Dinovite. And the results, they're just incredibly outstanding. And she loves it. When you rescue a dog, you have to do the right thing. You've got to feed them right for life. Do the Dinovite. Dinovite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
859-428-1000. DinoVite.com.
Celebrate spring at Slim Chickens with the grilled chicken strawberry salad. Fresh greens piled with feta cheese, crisp cucumbers, candied pecans, and 100% all-natural grilled tenders, topped with red ripe strawberries. The grilled chicken strawberry salad. But hurry, it's only back for a limited time. Need a sweet spring treat? Upgrade your drink with any adult meal to a hand-spun strawberry milkshake. Slim Chickens. Dine in, drive through, online, or delivery.
The world champs are back. The Braves are out to defend their world championship. And behind Matt Olson, Ronald Acuna, Dansby Swanson, Max Fried, and this loaded 2022 roster, a repeat is within reach.
Here goes Ozzie, 2-2 on the way, hit well. Deep center field. Might have ourselves a tie ball game, you betcha.
And we'll bring you every huge moment of the Braves 2022 season right here.
The Braves, live here on Nashville Sports Radio.
You like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with @BillIsKing on Twitter or 615-844-5600.
Sam Dahl down in Georgia. Bill, after Tony Vols' interview last night, there's going to be a lot of baby Vols pop up in about 9 months. Here's some of Tony Vols, just a couple of quotes from last night. I don't have the audio clips, but I do have the transcript, just a couple of them. They're small. Tony Vols not only goes against the talent, develops the talent, taking a program literally that was tumbleweed when it comes to baseball. But he also, in the media, has some Spurrier and has some baby Kiff in him when it comes to talking to the media. He's got all these various qualities. He also is a guy who is polarizing. If he's not your coach, he probably ticks you off. If he's your guy, you love him, though. If he's not your guy, you get irritated. You talk, oh my God. I mean, come on, Bill. Got to be more respectful than that. You can't just go out there and chest bump some dude. Tony Vitello on why he is so careful with the pitch counts of perhaps future first rounders Chase Dolander, who pitched last night, Chase Burns, Blade Tidwell, and Drew Beam. Quote, those guys have futures. They're not rented mules. One quote. Coach Tony Vitello on why Blake Burke, that's the freshman out of California who hit two home runs last night and has not been a starter much at all this year, on why that kid is starting to get more at-bats late in the season. Quote, I think he was starting to get mad, and he's a lot bigger than me, and I didn't want anybody that much bigger than me being angry at me. That was a reply to that question. Coach Tony Vitello said he did not want a confrontation when he decided to take Chase Dolander out of the game after the sixth inning. So he, quote, hid and let pitching coach Frank Anderson handle it. That's just some of Tony Vols with the media. I don't care whether you like him or not. Doesn't really matter. Okay? The guy's really good. If he wasn't any good, you wouldn't care about him right now. Well, down in Alabama, Athens, Alabama. Bill, what is it with Alabama receivers being arrested after the one yesterday, Jerry Jeudy? Domestic violence, tampering, and all the other stuff. I don't have a good answer for that. I don't know. Here's my answer. I'm going to be such a shill. Nick Saban disciplines them so hard, and they play so well, and they get the NFL money, and then they get free from Nick, and then they go nuts. That's it. They get out there, and they got all the money, and all the fame, and all the cars, and all the houses, and all the women, and they just go nuts. Nicky's not overseeing them anymore. They're gone, and they're just cut loose out there. I don't have a good answer for that one. I don't know. I do not have the key ingredients there. Sam Dog Bill, I knew I was in trouble with the dogs last night when I visited the Cajun voodoo woman that Blake Ruffino set me up with, and she had a signed glamour shot portrait of Tony Vols in her bedroom. That's not good. Bill, if Tony don't win the Natty, this is Georgia Dog, will he get the bowl cut treatment? No, I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so. Bowl cut inherited infinitely more than Tony Vols inherited. It's not even close. Bowl cut inherited a program that just needed the right leadership. And he is the right leadership. He's got a natty, just won the natty. But Georgia football is a gold mine, and it was not, other than it just needed a new head coach, obviously. Energy Vampire had run out of time, right? And it's hard to win a natty in football. I don't care how many good players you have, how many draft picks you have. It's still hard to do. Man, he's done it. But those are two totally different situations, and it's equally, it may be more difficult to win a natty in baseball than it is football. It's debatable. It's debatable, but the things you got to go through in baseball, and just to get to Omaha, but then once you get to Omaha and the teams you run into and the matchups and everything else, it's hard to compare because the sports are so much different, right? They really are. But they're both fun. Yeah, they're both fun. No, I don't. Well, now let me back up. Yes, if Tony Vols doesn't win the natty, the naysayers will come after him. I don't know if it'll be like Bowl Cut was getting prior, but the haters will. That think he's too cocky, think he's this or that. Oh, they'll let it be known. K Kevin's coming up in just a couple minutes. We're getting there. Brad, hour number three. It's already Friday, y'all. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It is looking a little bit better now on 65 southbound around Metro Center, where we had that earlier crash there at Rosa Parks. Traffic still looks good at the moment as we check it out on Vietnam Vets coming through Hendersonville. It's just heavy where you would expect out here this time of the morning, 65, but through certain parts of Williamson County. Still finishing up an earlier wreck, 3300 block at Dickerson Pike. It did have some minor injuries. Princess Hot Chicken is now hiring at both locations. If you haven't seen that menu in a while, check it out at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Heads up, sports bettors. Right now you can try VSIN All Access free for 30 days with no credit card required. Visit vsin.com/freemonth to sign up now.
The season finale for the Nashville Predators tonight on the road against the Arizona Coyotes. Nashville -290 on the money line. Arizona +240. The over-under at 6.5. The Braves -140 on the money line tonight against the Rangers at +130. The over-under at 9. Ian Anderson getting the start for Atlanta against Garrett Richards for Texas. Western Conference first round series game 6 tonight between the Grizzlies and Timberwolves. Memphis a 1-point favorite. The over-under set at 229. NFL draft underway. The Buffalo Bills, the pre-draft favorite to win the Super Bowl, +650 odds ahead of the Bucks at +700 and the Chiefs, Rams, and Packers at +1,000. For VSIN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
Can I really reduce my business's phone bill 50% and improve communications? Yes! You've heard about all the national cloud-based phone companies out there urging you to switch to their phone system. Cloud-based IP phones have better quality sound and tools to help you offer better customer service to your clients. But none of these companies will come out to your office, personally meet with you to discuss your company's needs, help you set up your phone system, all at a better price. Strongtel will. Strongtel covers Middle Tennessee and can help your company increase productivity and reduce costs. Never miss a customer call again, no matter where you are, because even your mobile phones are connected to your Strongtel.com office system through their mobile app. Let Strongtel cut your phone bill by 50% and provide a better quality phone with great customer service. Call us now. Make an appointment at 888-232-1335 or go online to Strongtel.com. Again, it's 888-232-1335 or Strongtel.com.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, mostly sunny with a high near 83. Partly cloudy tonight, low around 63. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high near 84. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
Have you looked? Elon Musk, and Don brought this up earlier, announced here just here recently that the deal is temporarily on hold. Tesla shares are roaring up this morning, and Twitter is down big. Is that not ironic? Because the Tesla shareholders are worried that he's spending too much time dealing with the Twitter thing. And now that the news comes out that it's temporarily on hold, that's the terms they're using. That's the words they're using. I couldn't tell you insight-wise much more than what you're going to read, but when it comes to that topic. But Twitter is down. Twitter, when I started shorting Twitter a couple of weeks ago, it was 51-ish. I shorted it down to about 48. Should have kept it. Well, I mean, I let me back up. I had expirations on them, so I couldn't keep them. I should have kept shorting, though. See, that right there, that was paper hands. That was, if I had diamond hands, I would have doubled, tripled, quadrupled down on the short. So, criticize me for the paper hands on that one. If I would have deployed diamond hands, I would be heavily short this morning with this news that hit. Don't short it now. The news is already out there. It's too late. Yeah, be careful. Be careful with it. No, Kev, Bill, did you see this? I did. A&M baseball, Aggies cancel Incarnate Word game to protect chances of hosting an NCAA regional. The coach at A&M, Jim Schlossnagel, came from TCU and had a lot of success. He got TCU to some World Series. Got them to some Omahas. Anyways, and A&M's a good team this year. They canceled their midweek game with Incarnate Word, which is a San Antonio school. I know this because I had a good friend whose son signed to play football there. And their coach is now at, what is he, Washington State, I believe, yeah, on the staff there. Anyways, the coach at A&M, Jim Schlossnagel's doing this to save arms. Now, you may not like it or you may want to criticize it. How about just play some baseball? But that's what he's doing. And A&M really doesn't care about the money. So it's not a money thing. I mean, it's now, oh my God, you lost some money. It's not a big deal. That ain't a thing for them. Yeah, I saw that. Now, Notre Dame's had to cancel some games, but they have to cancel because of the crappy weather in Shannonstown, South Bend. Our guy Shannon up there with his family and his girls on the front page of the South Bend Tribune. I guess some of that softball gets moved around, too, that your girls are on because of the weather up there. Johnny Vegas, Bill, I bought these back in March, March 1st, four of my five tickets for college baseball Natty are in the top 25. Does that mean anything? Not yet, he says, but it's exciting with 2 weeks to go in the regular season. And he's got a Tennessee ticket. That's what, plus 3,000? He's got a UC Santa Barbara ticket, a Stanford ticket, Sacramento State ticket. He's got the Vandy boys. Vandy boys are on this too. Yeah, man. Vandy and Arkansas, that one's going to be fun. Arkansas is a good team. Vanderbilt's starting to pick it up some. Vanderbilt's starting to play better. Tom in Myrtle Beach, which team will give Bama more trouble, UT or UT? That would be the Vols or the Hook'em guys, he says. Huh. I don't think either one of them. I mean, I don't. Hendon Hooker and what they can do offensively, and Alabama thinks going to step it up another notch defensively this year. And, of course, you've got Texas and perhaps Quinn Ewers and an All-American running back and some good receivers. Neither roster matches up well with Alabama. So I'm not sure how I would answer that. I mean, I think both teams get beat handily by Alabama. And I don't know if I can give you 7 points here or there, meaning Tennessee gets beat 42-17, 42-10, and Texas gets beat 45-21. I mean, I don't know what the difference is. It's not going to be pretty either way. Not against this Alabama team. The most favored national championship preseason team in at least 20 years. According to the odds now. Kevin's coming up. Kevin Hagin, Omni Nashville Hotel.